Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved podcast. And uno, dos, tres, on, trois, galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Ladies and gents, how are you? How are you? How are you? It is Thursday. I am excited to be talking to you today. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about taking charge of your life, your business, your time. We are going to talk about why you should not put it in the hands of other people, because other people, it doesn't matter if it's your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your wife, your husband, whoever. They don't care about you as much as you care about you. Okay? And I'm just telling you that, ladies and gentlemen. And that is nothing but a fact of life. And it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad about saying that about anybody. But everybody knows this who is honest with themselves. You think about you first, okay? You don't think about other people. You think about, you know, what's in it for me. I'm not saying that you should think about that. You should think that way all the time, but it's quite natural for anybody who is a non-lying human being at this point listening to this podcast. And they say, yeah, you got to think about you first, because listen, I'm going to tell you this up front. I'm going to give you a bit of news. I'm going to give you a little news, a little shock to the system. Let's say you are married, okay? And you are in your late 30s. Doesn't matter. It does. You know what? It doesn't. Let's say you are from 21 to 50 and you are married. And something happens to your significant other, okay? The chances of them, you know, you pass away. Not to get to doom and gloom on you, but if you pass away, it's a pretty good chance that they will start dating, not right away, okay? Some of you will. Some of you date immediately. Some people will wait, and some people will be married within, you know, let's say 5 years. You know, you die 2024 March, your significant other will be married 2027, you know, it'll be a new love of their life, okay? So I say all that to say, you gotta take charge of your life, you know, because nobody else is gonna do it for you. And so before we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to discuss something very important with you. I would like to discuss to you why you sit there and contemplate and say, man, what is this fella talking about? I want you to have full clarity, okay, about this subject, because taking charge of your life is very important. So I want you to have full clarity. And if you want to get full clarity and if you want to be productive in your life, I need you to check out Magic Mind, okay? The people at Magic Mind, they have created a product that will help you when it comes to being alert, when it comes to being more productive, when it comes to, you know, let's say, as I've told you once, I've told you twice, I'm going to tell you again and again and again. After I had my beautiful baby, my memory was just like, whew, not good at all. You know, I couldn't remember a lot. It was not good. And so, you know, I started using Magic Mind, and the brain fog, it seemed like I was in, went away, okay? And I have definitely been more productive since I started using Magic Mind. I've been very productive. We've been pumping out these podcasts in this last month. We've been pumping these podcasts out left and right, okay? Day in and day out. And that's because I use Magic Mind. And I want you to try out Magic Mind. And you can go to magicmind.com/marketingmoves and use the promo code marketingmoves20. And I'm going to tell you my favorite ingredient when it comes to Magic Mind. I'll say it again and I'll say it again. Makta. M-A-T-C-H-A. Okay. Nature's Extended Release Caffeine. I enjoy Magic Mind. It's a little shot, as I told you before. It's a little shot. You drink it in the morning and you can go about the rest of your day. And it will definitely help you be more productive. It would definitely help you focus. It would definitely help you be more productive. And if you really want to take charge of your life, you definitely need to be more productive. So this company blends in great with this show because we talk a lot about being productive. We talk a lot about being entrepreneurs. And when you are an entrepreneur, you need to be as productive and as focused and as sharp as possible. So please go to magicmind.com/marketingmoves. The promo code marketingmoves20. They will help you out as they have helped me out. I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. And so I hope you will too. So go to magicmind.com/marketingmoves. Use the promo code marketingmoves20. Now let's get back to taking charge of your life. Now, the reason why I bring up taking charge of your life is because I've been listening to this book about this audio book about Barbara Streisand, and it's very interesting. I knew a couple of her songs, but I don't know Barbara Streisand like that. But I feel like I know the young lady now. It's a very good book, by the way. It's not, you know, there's something I will say about, you know, books and, you know, audio books, and you don't have to be a fan of people to learn something from them. You know, I've never been to a Barbra Streisand concert. I'm never going to a Barbra Streisand concert. I've seen her in a movie, maybe. I don't even know that much, you know what I mean? And so, but it's very interesting, and I've learned a lot. And the one thing that I've learned is Barbra Streisand, early in her music career, her acting career, she took charge, you know, and she said, I got to the part where we're like in the 80s now, and she wanted to do a movie for like 15 years called Yentl, and her manager turned it down, and he was like, you played a Jewish lady in the last movie, you want to do it again? And she was like, that's not up to you to decide. That's up to me to decide. And a lot of things I've been listening in the book is like, all right, they want to do it this way. She's like, no, why don't we do this? And why don't we do that? We should try this. We should try that. And the reason why she says that is because it's very true. Nobody's going to care about your career as much as you do. Nobody's going to care about your business as much as you do. Nobody's going to care if you get enough sleep like you do. Okay. You have to. And it's just a must. You have to learn how to take charge of your own life because nobody's going to do it for you. And it's natural for people to worry about themselves before they worry about you. It's just human nature, and it's not a bad thing. Now, we all know that there are some people who are annoyingly selfish, like at you know, they have main character syndrome through and through. And I would stay away from those people personally. But everybody is a little selfish when it comes to them, and that's okay. And you have to. Want to take charge of your life. And so the reason why we are doing this episode is because I was inspired by the great Oscar winner, Grammy winner, Barbra Streisand. And a lot of times in a lot of stories, whenever she does an album, a movie, you know, she likes to input her opinion. She likes to inject her opinion. Some people back in the 60s and 70s did not want to hear from a woman, but you know, those were different times. It doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, he, she, whatever you want to call yourself. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are. But the point is, to take charge of your life is the most adult thing you can do. You know, you do not want to live your life as a baby. Okay. And I remember I was in church a few months, I don't know how long ago it was, but the pastor said something very, very, very interesting. He said, you do not want to be a baby in your walk and your walk of faith for the rest of your life. Meaning, you know, you don't want to be like, oh man, I'm going to get right with God, .. You know, oh, if I could just stop smoking, you know, or I could stop drinking, or whatever you think is wrong in your life, you know. If I pray to God and I'm gonna stop being gluttonous, but yet you keep going down to McDonald's and shoving Big Macs down your pipe, you know. You don't want to do that, you know. You don't want to be a baby. And so taking charge of your life is the most important thing you can do. It shows that you're an adult, and it shows that you are very serious. And so I've learned, you know, of course, it just didn't hit me in my head when I listened to Barbara Streisand's book, okay? But it's like, I learned this early on when I was, I remember when I was working, I was making the big $4.75 flipping burgers in 1996, okay? I was making $4.75, and then I thought to myself, I would get my check every 2 weeks on Tuesdays. And I thought I was rich, okay? And I was like, man, I got money and this, that, the other. And so now that I look back on it, you know, $4.75. No, but I knew then, you know, because I would make like, you know, maybe like $140. And that's seven $20 bills. You have to think about it, you know. You go to the store seven times, or you do this seven times. By the time you look around, you know, you go do something seven times, and you ain't got no money. And so it taught me early on that, you know, hey, I need to make more money, because yeah, this $120 it don't cut it for me, you know. I want to make more money. And so I said, hey, you know, you gotta do other things. And you know, it's just a way of life. And it doesn't matter it does not matter, you know, let's say you want to travel the world, okay? How are you gonna travel the world and you're working at Walmart, you know? You can't. You ain't. Walmart ain't gonna give you that much time off. So you say, well, let me invest, or let me figure out how I can start making money, and the money flows in on a regular basis, because traveling is fun, traveling is cool, but there's a stopping point. And this is why everybody who's listening to this podcast, if you want to be a world traveler and all this type of stuff, you know, you want to retire, you want to make sure that you have money flowing in. And so we talked about money yesterday. You want to make sure that you have the money, some money flowing in on a regular basis, so you can keep traveling and you don't have to stop, look around, you know, and go, man, what am I going to do? This is part of taking charge of your life, you know. This is part of being the adult that you want to be. And we talked about in the beginning of the show, nobody's going to look out for you like you. So if there's something that you really want to do, there's some place that you really want to go. If you want to go play golf every day, find a way. Find a way. You know, sit around. Sit around, jot down some ideas, you know. The money will flow to you once you figure out, all right, I want to do X, Y, Z, and I really want to do this, and you start to take action. Okay? And I know we discussed action speaks loudest yesterday, and you still can go to the store and buy yourself a t-shirt. Plug, okay? This is a little shameless plug from me to you. But be like Barbra Streisand. Take charge of your life. Take charge of your career. Take charge of the way you do things. Because as we talked about, and I said it once, I said it twice, I probably said it three times. You know, you have to say stuff over and over sometimes for you to get it through that thick head of yours. Nobody's going to take care of you like you are going to take care of you. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, when you get older, you want to make sure you have things set up. You know, just in case you get sick, just in case you have to go to like a nursing home, you want to take charge of your life now, so that way when things happen, you will be in a condition that you will be the happiest, okay? You do not want to leave it in the hands of others, because other people are going to do what's best for them. They're not going to do what's best for you. So be like Barbra Streisand. Take charge of your life. Be an adult. Be a man. Be a woman. Be whatever else you want to call yourself, okay, kids? And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We will be back tomorrow with the all-new episode of Online Marketing Moves. Once again, go to magicmind.com/marketing moves. Check them out. I enjoy them. Go buy a t-shirt. Go to Spreadshop, Threaded Expressions. We'll leave the links below for everything. And until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you. I love you. My name is Tony Rizzano. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.